The opening up of the Western waters to Athenian control also meant the Athenians not only could interdict trade from the West, they could now consider intervening in the West. And as early as 427 BC, as the Athenians won significant victories in northwest Greece, they began to send ships west into Sicily and southern Italy to support their friends, notably Leontini and Rhegium, against Syracuse and the friends of Corinth. So that the Athenians were already thinking in terms of a Western intervention or expedition in the fifth year of the Archidamian War, and the Sicilian expedition that would come in 415 BC wasn't a novel idea. The Athenians already appreciated that Sicily was essentially the hinterland, the source of materials and manpower for the Peloponnesian League. And if you want to wage the economic war of attrition even further, once you secure northwest Greece, Sicily and Italy is the next logical step. And the Athenians in 427 through 424 BC took measures in that direction. Above all, I think what is most telling about Demosthenes is his ability to learn from his mistakes. He nearly was slain in an initial operation in Aetolia. In fact, the defeat was so embarrassing, so many Athenian citizens fell, that he dared not go back to Athens in 426 BC when part of the forces were recalled, lest he stand trial for military incompetence. And he really had to work up some kind of miracle in order to restore his reputation, and he did several months later in those two spectacular victories over the Peloponnesians near Amphilochi and Argos. He also perfected tactics of stealth, night attacks, and at Pylos in 425 BC, when an attack is launched against Spartans in a trapped position on an island, it's Demosthenes who comes up with the means of capturing them. He appreciated the use of light armed forces and the fighting at open formations with peltasts. And he could have been the man who might have reversed the decision at Syracuse in 413 BC when he ordered an attack on the heights overlooking Syracuse. And it was only bad luck that it went the wrong way. And then Nicias asserted command again. And we already see what Nicias is like, a man noted more for his delay than for his action. So Demosthenes really was honed as an absolutely able general in northwest Greece. But another aspect about Demosthenes' career that I should stress is he remained first and foremost a commander. He did not attempt to sway policy in the assembly, and the fighting of the Peloponnesian War was evolving a new set of political institutions in Athens, which would come to characterize Athens by the 4th century. And that is that generals went out and performed military operations, and other men in Athens, and in Thucydides' opinion, these were demagogues, men like Cleon and his successors, other men, orators, became the professional leaders in the assembly who proposed policy. That the great democratic leader Pericles, who functioned sort of as general and statesman or policymaker together, that position was no longer going to be possible in the Peloponnesian War. There were too many theaters of operation. There were too many specialized types of fighting. The campaigns were getting longer. It required generals like Demosthenes, who could court allies and mercenaries to cooperate, to put together coalition forces, to carry out clever and audacious attacks, and that was a full-time job. And so the Athenian democracy found itself in a position where it needed a great leader, but that leader would not come from the traditional generals, who were the men who were elected to those offices, the way Pericles, Cimon, and Themistocles had been. A new group of leaders would emerge, the so-called demagogues, of whom we shall speak in a later lecture. And finally, I should say that Brasidas, the eventual victor over Thucydides, the historian, Brasidas too displayed a daring and imagination in leading coalition outfits the way Demosthenes did. And he learned many of the same lessons that Demosthenes did, and he would apply them with devastating effect in the Chalcidice and threaten vital Athenian interests. And that brings us to a close to the Northwest Theater, which by 425 BC was firmly in Athenian hands, and the Athenians, at least in this theater of operation, had decisively won the Archidamian War. But this was not the only theater. Far more important was northern Greece, the Chalcidice, the Hellespontine regions. and all the victories in northwest Greece and all the disruption of Peloponnesian trade could not compensate for the crisis and danger that was soon to break in the northern Aegean.